From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama said Tuesday Sunday's mass shooting in Florida was carried out by what he called an angry, disturbed, unstable young man who became radicalized. American-born Muslim Omar Sadiqi Mateen carried out the attack on a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, killing 49 people and wounding 53. Patrons at the nightclub said they had frequently seen Mateen there over the past several years. Others said they encountered Mateen on a chat and dating app that caters to homosexuals. U.S. President Barack Obama sharply denounced presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump Tuesday, rebuking his call to block Muslims from entering the country.
We now have proposals from the presumptive Republican nominee for president of the United States to bar all Muslims from immigrating to America. We hear language that singles out immigrants and suggests entire religious communities are complicit in violence.
Trump did not immediately respond to Mr. Obama's remarks. A new poll shows Democrat Hillary Clinton is widening her lead over Republican Donald Trump in the race for the U.S. presidency. A poll was conducted by NBC News and SurveyMonkey last week, showing Clinton has widened her lead over Trump by 7 percentage points. Meanwhile, a study released Tuesday by Harvard University's Shorenstein Center on Media, Politics, and Public Policy says Trump has disproportionately benefited from news coverage of his campaign. Despite those findings, Trump announced Monday he is banning the Washington Post from his campaign events. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council adopted a measure Tuesday authorizing a European Union naval force to stop and search ships and seize illegal arms headed to or from Libya. The council wants to bolster the Libyan government and stop the spread of weapons into the hands of terrorists and militias there. The World Health Organization says large gatherings, such as this summer's Olympic Games in Brazil, do not mean a greater risk of Zika virus transmission. WHO's Emergency Committee on the Zika virus met Tuesday to consider the possible risks to mass gatherings in countries and cities with a Zika outbreak. Save the Children says the number of refugee and migrant children arriving in Serbia without a parent or guardian rose fivefold last month. The U.S.-based charity said in a statement Tuesday that the number of unaccompanied minors arriving weekly at Save the Children-supported centers in Belgrade jumped from 15 the first week to 78 by the end of the month. The U.S. Democratic National Committee said Tuesday its computer network was breached by Russian government hackers. The Russian hackers gained access to information on presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. DNC Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz described the incident as serious and said the committee moved quickly to remove the intruders and secure the network. A number of protesters and police officers were injured Tuesday in Paris during demonstrations against proposed changes in French labor laws. When the demonstrators began throwing things at police, authorities responded with tear gas. A number of protesters were arrested. Russian fans at the European Football Championships in France could get their team booted out of the tournament. European football's governing body, UEFA, handed Russia a suspended disqualification Tuesday, plus a fine of nearly $170,000 for the violence by its fans against English fans Saturday in Marseille. The decision means the team will be kicked out of the month-long tournament if its fans continue to engage in violence. Pedro Pinto is a UEFA spokesman.
The security and safety of all participants is of the utmost priority, and we will be applying increased corrective measures regarding stewarding and police at upcoming matches to make sure that all matches occur without any major issues.
Also Tuesday, French authorities deported 29 Russians for their involvement in football violence. Briefly looking at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. European markets were also down. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.